This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star.
Little technical difficulties there. Yeah, can you hear me on the air now? Can they hear me on the air? They can hear me. All right. We had technical difficulties. The music was gone, and all sound was gone. Couldn't even hear my voice. But I'm back. It's 4 o'clock here on the West Coast time, 7 o'clock on the East. Chris O'Sullivan, my board op and assistant producer, says that's a blessing that we couldn't hear Wayne's voice. Thank you, Chris. Love you, too. All right, so here we are on Tuesday. Nothing has changed. The world's insane. Trumpland is wild with energy and things happening. And when I tell you some of the things happening, you're going to laugh and just go, that's not possible. But let me start out with my commentary. I'm Wayne Allen Root, by the way, because I didn't say that. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio, Newsmax TV in the next hour as well. But President Trump has made the American middle class great again is the title of my commentary that will be coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country. This entire Ukraine mess is what I call a con, a scam, a smokescreen, three-card Monty, a Democrat weapon of mass distraction meant to distract you from the real story. Now, I can report on the massive corruption, scandals, fraud, and theft by Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and John Kerry. Billions of dollars were looted from American taxpayers by Democrats while Obama was president. That's what this really is all about. Democrats are trying to distract you from the truth. And they're desperately trying to discredit and destroy President Trump and knock him out of office before he can properly investigate and prosecute them. But I won't report on this today. I'll save that for another day. I could be reporting on the fact that the CIA changed the definition of whistleblower only weeks ago to allow for a person with secondhand information to attack President Trump with unsubstantiated claims, proving all of this was a deep state setup from day one. But I won't report on that today. I'll save that for another day. I could be reporting that in 1998 under Bill Clinton, then President of the United States, ironically, America signed a mutual legal assistance in criminal matters treaty with Ukraine. And because of that treaty, it is President Trump's legal duty and professional responsibility to report and investigate corruption by U.S. government officials involving Ukraine. But I won't report on this today. I'll save it for another day. I could report that after a lifetime of reading legal documents, I'm certain the whistleblower complaint wasn't written by a layman. It was written by a team of the best lawyers and legal scholars that Democrat or deep state money could buy, which means this entire episode was a premeditated hit job, and deep state coup against the President of the United States. But I won't report on this today. I'll save it for another day. Because there are more important fish to fry. There is economic news out this week that far outweighs the ridiculous, fraudulent Ukraine witch hunt. News that Democrats and the mainstream media clearly don't want you to hear. Ukraine is in the headlines, impeachment's in the headlines, but have you heard the news about the Trump economy? Of course not. This is what matters. Real median household income is now the highest in the history of the United States of America, at $65,000 plus per family. In the entire 8 years of Obama, 8 years, middle income household wages rose $1,000 total for 8 years. In less than 3 years, in 30 months of the Trump presidency, middle-income households have seen a $4,100 rise in wages and salaries. You do the math. $4,000 in 30 months for Trump, $1,000. Trump has increased middle-class incomes by over four times better than Obama in 30 months versus Obama's 8 years. But this only includes income earned, not money saved by tax cuts. Because of the Trump tax cuts, the average married couple with two children saved over $2,900 in 2018 alone. So incomes are dramatically up for the middle class, and so is the amount of middle class Americans save from the clutches of Uncle Sam and the IRS. Trump's economy is a dramatic success for the middle class. Obama's was a miserable failure. And that's the main reason why Democrats and the mainstream media fill the airwaves with weapons of mass distraction. Trump has made the American middle class great again. So whether you know it or not, folks, that's my commentary coming out on Thursday in newspapers across the country, but starting always in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, whether you know it or not, whether you've been brainwashed by the mainstream media to believe everything's terrible for you, it's not. It's a lot better than under Obama. In 8 years, your income went up $1,000. In 30 months, it went up $4,100 under Trump, and you kept more money. That's the real story today that should be in every headline. And I blame President Trump a little bit for this too, by the way. Because President Trump, it's not his fault. He's in this Washington cauldron. And all anybody talks about in this Washington cauldron, all they talk about is Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. So he's answering back against these vicious losers. But the reality is that what matters in this world is middle class incomes. And that's who's going to vote, and that's who's going to determine the winner of this election. Chris, are you hearing me loud and clear, by the way? I can't hear you at all, so just to let you know. I don't hear you back there, so something is off. I don't hear you at all, literally. I assume we're on, though. You sound like you're in a wind tunnel about 16,000 miles away in Antarctica. So you're going to have to text me and let me know when the segment's over. In any case, we now know who the whistleblower is. Big news just out moments ago. Michael Atkinson, who turned in the partisan CIA whistleblower complaint, was a was a top Mueller hoax operative. Michael Atkinson, who turned in the partisan CIA whistleblower complaint, was a top Mueller hoax operative. The deep state ICIG released a statement on Monday on why they found it necessary to change their rules last month to include water cooler talk, rumors, hearsay, and cafeteria conversations. Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson turns in the partisan CIA operative's whistleblower complaint to start the latest impeachment probe against President Trump. So he's not the whistleblower, he's the guy who handed it in. The liberal mainstream media has ignored this crucial player in their latest impeachment quest. They don't want you to delve into Michael Atkinson's background. So he hand-walked it in, the complaint, because he's in bed with the CIA, the deep state, all the never-Trumpers, all the Democrats, all the D.C. swampers. Michael Atkinson played a major role in the Trump-Russia-Mueller hoax. So here's Atkinson's controversial role in the just-completed Trump-Russia hoax. One critical period in Atkinson's resume, however, has been overlooked by his boosters in the media. His work as a top deputy in the Justice Department in 2016 and 17, during the very same time that the DOJ was investigating Trump campaign aides. And after the election, incoming administration officials. Atkinson worked directly for two figures involved in both the counterintelligence probe into the Trump campaign and the setup of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. In July of 16, the exact month that former FBI Director James Comey officially opened a case against the Trump campaign, Atkinson was named Senior Counsel John Carlin, head of the National Security Division. Carlin was Robert Mueller's chief of staff when he ran the FBI and was appointed NSD chief by President Obama. Here you see all the dirty characters. Mueller, Obama, Atkinson, Carlin. Carlin's name has surfaced numerous times because Atkinson was Senior Counsel of Carlin in the congressional inquiry into the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. According to closed-door testimony by former FBI lawyer Lisa Page, Carlin regularly was briefed by former Deputy FBI Director Andy McCabe, another dirty scum, on the Trump-Russia collusion probe, another scumbag who should be in prison for life. Carlin's shop was involved in handling the FISA warrant on Trump campaign associate Carter Page. There you go. The original FISA warrant signed by former FBI Director James Comey and Carlin's colleague, former Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. All the names of the criminals used the bogus Steele dossier's evidence to obtain the FISA court's permission to spy on Page for 1 year. The warrant accused Page of being a foreign agent, yet he has never been charged with a crime. This is Carter Page you're talking about. In September 16, Carlin moderated an NSD event that featured speeches by Comey, Loretta Lynch, who met Bill Clinton on the tarmac to make sure Hillary didn't get indicted, criminals, former CIA Director John Brennan, criminal and communist, and White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough. Carlin abruptly resigned shortly thereafter amid controversy related to his handling of the FISA material. Carlin was replaced by Mary McCord. Atkins stayed on as her senior counsel. A few days after Trump was sworn in, McCord accompanied Sally Yates to a meeting with White House counsel Don McGahn. The purpose of the meeting was to warn the White House that Mike Flynn may have violated an arcane federal law and was at risk of being blackmailed by the Russians. Wow, this guy. Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson and all his friends are dirty, 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 deep state slime balls out to get the president, out to lynch the president, out to frame the president, out to frame poor General Mike Flynn. His life was ruined. Carter Page, Papadopoulos, they're out to get them all. Terrible people. Put him in jail. Michael Atkinson, go to prison. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. but who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allen Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hopefully you can hear me because I can't hear you. You let me know, Chris, whether we're on the air. I believe we are. But there is a problem with our... we're on the air right now. All right, something's wrong. I don't know what's going on. But in any case, technical difficulties. I'm not hearing anybody, but I'm glad you're hearing me. Let me mention that this show is sponsored by Root for the Wall PAC, which is my PAC, my political action committee, that just began just literally this week. And all the ad campaign will hit next week. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, and always Trump warrior. And I have a message from my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again, and is the only president in my lifetime who's keeping his promises. And his biggest promise is to build that wall. It just kicked in again. There we go. Now I hear everybody loud and clear. But President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders, and we got to take a stand. It's time now to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. And that's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. The number is 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, toll free, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message, this live read, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com. All right? So that's the new primary sponsor of this show. The name of the studio is the Root Wall Studio. We've got the naming rights to the studio. And you'll hear an ad campaign beginning next week on USA Radio and on radio stations all over the United States, conservative talk radio and conservative TV stations. And you will get your email blasts as well. Millions of conservatives will get notices on email about Root for the Wall, my new pack. All right, so you're hearing me loud and clear now, right, Chris? All right, good, good. I hear you loud and clear. Something was wrong. Several times already, it's gone out. And all right, so here's the good news. President Donald Trump's campaign and the RNC, Republican National Committee, raise a record $125 million in the third quarter. So keep this up, Democrats. You're all insane. Everyone knows you're insane. The New York City Human Rights Commission wants to fine people $250,000, my big story yesterday, if you illegal alien or you report an illegal alien to ICE. Now you're a criminal. Get it? It's just what they did to Trump. He reported a crime in Ukraine. He said, Mr. President of Ukraine, Zelensky, a crime has gone on, I think, maybe. Can you check on it? I can't check on it. It's in Ukraine. I'm an American president. I'm responsible for this crime. I absolutely have full responsibility to check into corruption of American officials operating in foreign countries. And your country has seen some sort of a corrupt scandal. Can you check on it? And the police want to come and arrest Trump and take him away for asking about a crime, reporting a crime. And the New York City Human Rights Commission now says, if you report someone to ICE, they're going to fine you $250,000. You are the criminal, even though the other person is the criminal, and you're reporting a criminal. This is what's going on in the world today. So it's no wonder that Trump's campaign and the RNC raised a record $125 million in the third quarter. The pro-Trump effort said Tuesday it's raised more than $308 million in 2019 and has more than $156 million in the bank. Republicans aim to use the fundraising haul to fight off Democrats' impeachment effort. And at this exact time of 2011, the same moment of Barack Obama's presidency, the DNC and Obama had raised $70 million. $70 million for Obama, $125 million for Trump. Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale said Trump has built a juggernaut of a campaign, raising record amounts of money at a record pace. And RNC chairwoman Rhoda McDaniel credited Democrat attacks on Trump for motivating supporters to donate in record numbers. The fundraising announcement comes as pro-Trump efforts launched their first major advertising campaign of the cycle. Trump aims to devote $1 billion to his re-election. In any case, keep doing it, Democrats. Keep doing it, man. You crazy, insane nutcases, nut jobs are just making our life easy and making our job easy. And by the way, Adam Schiff and his office denies conflict of interest for a staffer on his think tank backed by the Ukraine gas company. Are you getting the picture now? The entire Democratic Party is tied to Ukraine. Biden, Hillary, Obama by extension, Adam Schiff, John Kerry, they're all tied to Ukraine. They're all tied to public corruption, to stealing your money. Weapons of mass distraction. Blame Trump.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Court proceedings have wrapped up for the day in the punishment phase of the Amber Geiger trial. The former Dallas police officer was convicted Tuesday of murder for last year's death of an unarmed neighbor who she shot to death, mistaking his apartment for her own. Geiger could face anywhere from 5 years to life in prison. General Motors is temporarily laying off about 6,000 workers at a plant in Mexico as the UAW auto strike stretches into its third week. These UAW workers are picketing at a plant in Warren, Michigan.
Yeah, we all got families. You know, we're making a sacrifice. Sometimes it takes a while. It's not going to happen in a hurry because they're going after some big stuff.
The strike has cost GM about $1 billion, that's with a B. And finally, your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 344 points to close at 26,573. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, this segment of the show sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. I love these guys. I get more emails about them than any other advertiser ever. Ever. And I guess it's because, you know, it's a low price point. It's a regular guy's and gal's product. You know, you spend $50 or $100 and you get a bunch of stuff. You know, it's not $10,000, it's not $5,000, it's not $1,000, it's not $500. You know, $50, $100. And you get, you know, several months worth of stuff. And it works. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. And my friends at My Doctor Suggest have a whole line of products built around alkaline structured silver, which is better than colloidal silver. It's like a new step up from colloidal silver. It destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. They've done a great job for me. My hoarse voice is a thing of the past. I just suck on the silver lozenges, and I hang in there every day. Never, ever lose my voice. Leaky gut syndrome gone. Brain fog gone. No colds in 4 years. Thought I had a cold coming on yesterday, actually, for the first time in 4 years. And I sucked on their silver lozenges all night long. Woke up this morning, gone. Nothing. Never came out. Never came out. I was just sneezing a lot yesterday, and my nose was running, and it's gone. Whatever was there is gone. Maybe it was just allergy. But it's not even there anymore. No allergy. And my voice much better than yesterday. So just whatever happened, whatever little healing period I was going on, their silver products saved me. I drank a ton of their silver solution. So with cold and flu season here, get the products that My Doctor Suggests. Silver products, get 20% off every order. Not the first order, every order. As long as you say Wayne Root, I'm a fan of Wayne Root. And you get the free book, The Silver Miracle. Call 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Promo code Root, 20% off. Keep telling them Wayne Root sent you, man. The phones ring off the hook at their company, and everyone always says Wayne Root sent me. They're just ecstatic. They're over the, you know, over the hill, thrilled with Wayne Allyn Root, both on USA Radio and Newsmax TV, because of you. And you're thrilled because the products are really that good. So everybody wins. James Hurston always wins. He's our guest. We win by having him on. See? Win-win. Win-win-win-win. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry, website, jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, jameshurston.com. Get all the scoop about Hollywood at jameshurston.com. And right now, we got the scoop from James. Hey, what's happening, Mr. Hurston?
Oh, everything's happening. How are you, Wayne?
Good. So, look, you're, you know, even though you're Mr. Hollywood, I want to start with a non-Hollywood story because you're also Mr. Law Professor and you understand the law as well as anybody. And this idea that the intelligence agencies, for the first time ever last month, changed the definition of whistleblower so that you don't need firsthand knowledge. Anybody can now stand at the water cooler and say, I heard that President Trump is a traitor, and just immediately blow the whistle and claim you're a whistleblower and stop everything in America and headlines in every newspaper in America and the New York Times, and everybody says treason, and some Republican rhinos say death penalty because he heard a rumor from someone who heard it from someone who heard it from someone. How insane is this?
It's absolutely, utterly insane. As we're speaking, Wayne, across this country, there are legal proceedings happening in courtrooms, as we know, in almost every city and town. And there's not a single courtroom that will allow a case to be brought based on hearsay, based on a witness that doesn't have direct knowledge. And this is so sensitive, and it's getting so much mileage in the press. Factcheck.org came out with a piece claiming that that the intelligence community did not change the rule. What you just said, Factcheck says it's not true, that they never changed the rule. Well, I can tell you, Factcheck is lying. Because I saw the change myself. I read the document that whistleblowers are supposed to sign and the accompanying booklet. And the left is trying to essentially change the narrative and claim that the form wasn't changed when there's no dispute among anybody who examines the forms that they did change. Okay, so they opened it up to hearsay only a month prior to the time the whistleblower drafted this legal document. Obviously, this was drafted by a lawyer, and we know that the whistleblower has disclosed that he has two lawyers, both of whom are Democrats, one of whom worked for Chuck Schumer, and Hillary Clinton. So we have inferences that this was an orchestrated, premeditated hit job, and mm-hmm. that part, a big part of the premeditation, is changing this form in a way that doesn't comport with jurisprudence anywhere, with any kind of judicial policy, with any kind of seeking of justice, and the previous policy was, and the form said, that they had to have personal knowledge. So now they're coming out, the ICIG has issued a statement saying that when the whistleblower first filed a form, that they had personal knowledge. If you can believe this now, all of a sudden, at this late moment, they're saying that, but that the complaint is inconsistent with that. So we got a complaint that doesn't match with the transcript, and now we have an inspector general of the intelligence community who appears to be covering tracks. And this whole thing, I mean, to me, it's going to unravel even worse than we saw the Kavanaugh orchestrated hits unravel, and it already is. And it, to me, it just shows the desperation. The question is, why did they decide to do it right now? What do you think, Wayne?
Well, I mean, they're covering up for, I think, all kinds of things. It's obvious now that they've committed massive crimes, the Democrats in Ukraine, Biden, Kerry, Biden's son, Hunter, Hillary in Ukraine. I've seen the scandal with Hillary in Ukraine and the Russians. It's massive. They were all stealing money, American taxpayer money, and foreign aid from America, Ukrainian money, anything they could get their hands on, and they believe they have a right to do that, I think, the deep state. They think it's their right to rip off, you know, the average person, the average taxpayer, and nobody's allowed to ask, and Trump had dared to ask a question. So, A, they're weapons of mass distraction. They're looking to distract you from the real crime. B, they got to get rid of him before he puts them in jail. And C, I think they know they can't win the elections. They got to take him down some way, shape, or form. So they're setting up all kinds of frames and fixes to put Trump in trouble in the media with the average idiot who doesn't know anything so that he isn't reelected, even though he's on his way to a massive reelection. He's raising record amounts of money. I think all of the above.
I absolutely agree with you. Particularly, we've seen the pattern. What they do, and when they commit heinous crimes, in order to cover them up, they go after others. And in this case, they go after the president. And I also agree with you. I think any rational person, or the people behind the scenes, the money people, they look at the individuals who are running for the 2020 nomination on the Democrat side. They thought Joe Biden was going to be the one that saves them. But, we haven't heard about this lately. But remember, we were getting a gaffe at least every 2 days. Biden was just dissembling before our eyes. And I do think they went into panic mode because Elizabeth Warren is not going to be the answer. And they really have no answer, which is why who's circling now?
Hillary
Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, she's making all the moves. She's appearing on all these shows. I think what she believes is that Biden is going to drop out, which is very possible.
Yes.
He's either going to drop out or he's going to be knocked out.
He'll be drubbed in the first 2-3 primaries, and then he'll be out, you know, no matter what.
And then Hillary will jump in again.
But how could she think, James Hurston, in her delusional mind, she was rejected last time and she outraised Trump 2-1. This time Trump will outraise whoever the Democratic nominee is, including Hillary. He'll certainly be dead even with Hillary. Hillary had $1.2 billion and Trump had $600 million last time. This time Trump's going to have $1 to $2 billion, and so he's going to be well-funded. He's the incumbent president. He's at, you know, anywhere, somewhere around 50% at all times at Rasmussen with likely voters, which almost guarantees him re-election. Hillary was flawed last time. What makes her think in her mind that it wouldn't be an exact repeat of last time, except worse? I think she'd get thrumped and thumped this time, you know?
Well, two reasons. One, you hit the first one. You said the word delusional. I really believe Hillary is almost psychotic. She still lives and relives that night in November of 2016, she still is out there saying that she was robbed, that it was stolen from her. She is quite, called the president illegitimate, and she believes that the impeachment somehow, that's the wild card, because it's, obviously the Democrats have a chance to impeach him. I mean, if they get the entire group of Democrats in the House to vote, they won't remove him from office, but they will run around saying he's impeached, he's illegitimate, and Hillary thinks, when he's labeled exactly the way her husband was, that maybe she has a chance, but she won't get the nomination, I believe. I think the Democrats are through with her.
Well, I don't see who else will get the nomination. If they think Elizabeth Warren's the answer, they're going to get beat by such a massive landslide. Even I will admit, it won't be a landslide if it's Hillary. If it's Hillary, it'll be a repeat of last time, except I think this time he'll win the popular vote by a slim margin instead of lose it by a slim margin, and he'll win the electoral by a massive landslide. Hillary can't win, but she can make it close. There's no way Elizabeth Warren makes it close. She's a commie, and she'll go down to a drubbing, in my opinion.
I agree with you, but I do think Elizabeth Warren, maybe with a high-profile VP, might give a bigger...
Hey, James, finish the thought when we get back. Want to do a quick break? Wayne Allyn Root. War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. Roots is in the house. Liberty Health Share, sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. I went through that. I had kidney stones in February. And they paid for the doctor and the surgeon and the anesthesiologist and the surgery and the hospital. And they allowed me to pick whatever doctor and surgeon and hospital I wanted. And any anesthesiologist I wanted, I picked all the right people. And it turned out fantastic. And I healed up in 4 days, literally. Had the surgery on a Thursday. And on Monday, I was back on the air again. That's amazing. There are no windows, no limit of enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. My third year, I've saved $54,000 over 3 years, $18,000 a year just in premiums. And they pay for the whole surgery minus a very small deductible. It starts at $107 a month for a single. Starts at $449 a month for a family. That's my cost and loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. You can go to lightyourliberty.com, just tell them Wayne Root sent you, and they will treat you like a king or a queen. Welcome back, James Herson, to the Wayne Allen Root Show. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, and Mr. Hollywood, JamesHerson.com. James, how you doing, man?
Good to be back. Good to be back.
So I want to hit you with something that isn't on our list of questions, because I'm sure you know that in New York City, the New York City Human Rights Commission just said that if you use the word illegal alien and someone's offended, they can fine you up to $250,000. I'm sure you heard that, right?
I did.
So yeah, you're an attorney. First of all, do you represent people? I'd love to be the text case. You and I should go to New York. I should get a bullhorn and stand on a box in the middle of Central Park and start screaming, illegal alien, illegal alien, and let them fine me $250,000. Let's take it to the United States Supreme Court. Last I checked, isn't there freedom of speech? Isn't that the very First Amendment of the United States Constitution is free speech? You're allowed to actually say what you want. So how could it be a crime to say the word illegal alien, and how could you fine someone for their words? Can you explain that to me?
Well, it's what's, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is illegal. It is prima facie illegal. It is called a prior restraint. What the Bill of Rights that's in our Constitution is there for is not to grant rights, because our system of government presupposes we already have them from God. But what it is there for is to restrain government. So government may not take action that restrains legitimate speech, and especially political speech. And I think prima facie that kind of a fine is going to ultimately, if it goes up to the Supreme Court or if it's in any court with integrity, they're going to basically say that it's unconstitutional, it should not be enforced. But the question is, how is it possible that this would be something that would be promulgated by people that are supposed to be part of the elite? They're supposed to be sophisticated. And the answer to that is that today's left does not want free speech, and they don't want opposing ideas at all. They want to be unopposed. That's why they manifest themselves as Antifa, which uses violence against free expression, that they consider, they classify it, anything that they don't agree with as fascist. And that's what this is all about. They're claiming that the use of the term illegal alien is somehow a pejorative, it's dehumanizing, it's racist, and therefore they have the right to eliminate it, which they don't.
James, let's go back in time for a minute. I remember as a kid, and I don't remember how old I was, but I think I was probably in college. I was probably 18 or 19. I seem to remember in the late 70s, they let Nazis march through Skokie, Illinois. Skokie, Illinois was at that time, I don't know what it is now, but it was a predominantly Jewish area. And all of us on the right and the left actually thought it was disgusting, but applauded it at the same time. I was revolted by it as a Jewish person myself. But at the same time, I thought, what a cool country that we allow someone to scream, I hate Jews, let's kill the Jews, I'm a Nazi. In the middle of our country, even in a Jewish neighborhood, we allowed it. Because in our country, you're allowed to say whatever you want. People can call you crazy. They can hate you because of it. They can shun you. But they still allow you to do it. And we've come all this way to the point now where liberals no longer say you could scream, I hate someone. Now, if you say something completely legal and normal, they want to fine you out of existence. Can you imagine how far our country has fallen?
Oh, absolutely. And I know that case very well because I taught it. And I also know that community because I'm from Chicago. It's a suburb of Chicago. The distinctive in Skokie wasn't just that it had a Jewish population. It had survivors of the Holocaust.
Yes, yes.
With brands on their arms.
Yes.
And yet, we said in this country, it's offensive. It is offensive to anyone, but we believe in protecting even the offensive speech, and you're right, we've gone full circle. Now we just had a teacher fired for refusing to use the proper pronouns for a transsexual in a high school. You know, so we have definitely
crazy.
A...
Hey, James, you got to run. Time for these next Steve, you got to run. James Hurston, check him out at jamesherson.com, New York Times bestselling author. Thanks for coming on.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey.